Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
There is, of course, an ongoing battle around climate change, and we wanted to talk a little bit more about that. Anita Akane is a climate activist, a writer, a producer, and a filmmaker. We wanted to understand how this part of the maybe arts can bring awareness to climate change and how it goes about doing that. Anita, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Harold. I'm really good, thank you.
All right. So let's just talk about how you film these types of how you capture climate change in film. How does one go about doing that?
I think it's a variety, isn't it? The thing that we're talking about a lot in the creative sector at the moment is that human beings are all about stories. We don't necessarily respond very well to a set of facts. That's proven because over the last, we've known about climate change for several decades.
Right.
It's been out there. The information's been out there. We're not necessarily getting the information across to people at ground level. And the people that are receptive to it are the types of people that watch, David Attenborough. Maybe, old white men telling people what's happening isn't necessarily making them understand that it is absolutely to do with them as well. So they're kind of compartmentalizing it, which is why we're talking much more now about storytelling and introducing this as an everyday thing that people begin to understand is a major issue for them through stories, because we're all about stories, aren't we? Stories are as old as language. It's how we understand our world.
Absolutely.
And as individuals, we've got stories. We've got stories as families and communities. It's actually how we conceptualize who we are and where we've been and where we're going. In response to that, just to let you know that there is a thing called the Climate... Have you heard of Climate Story Lab? Mm. It's an initiative that was set up a few years ago in response to this very question. We're just not getting it across to people how serious the climate crisis is and how much, every single human being needs to know about it, understand it, and figure out what their part in all of this is, how they can do to prepare or to help mitigate. And the Story Lab was set up by Dot Society, a sort of a UK-US organisation, and Exposure Labs in America. Mm-hmm. And they initiated these labs to support more film and television programmes and podcasts, story-based things, get them ready for market.
So it's quite interesting because if we look at the Attenborough type of production versus, I guess, what people are consuming today on TikTok and Reels, Facebook, this type of thing, it's changed because we no longer want to, and maybe many do, of course, want to watch the details of an event or of a something within nature, but we actually want to consume it quicker. We want to feel something about it, and we want to gain something in a much shorter period of time. So even I would imagine the way in which we're telling these stories has changed quite dramatically.
I think that we can do it in many ways, but the very fact that there's a deafening silence through our media, it's very rarely mentioned. The climate crisis is the biggest crisis that we've ever faced. It's cognitive dissonance that we're not talking about it all the time, particularly in this region where the scientists have been explaining over and over again, and we need to have these scientists on air much more often, by the way, talking to people, that we're extremely vulnerable down here. We're going to see some of the worst impacts, and we're not at all prepared for what's coming. We had the Durban floods in April, 500 people died. And we should have been talking about that a lot more, because it really alerted us to the fact that we are not immune to the climate crisis. Mm. And, people, apart from when you have a big incident like the Durban flood, people are regularly losing crops and animals and having their homes destroyed by floods or fires. You know, it's definitely escalating and it's definitely with us. And yet, media silence. And I think media meaning news and also meaning what's the mission, you know, in terms of storytelling and how media actually has a responsibility for commissioning maybe dramas that they could actually quite easily. Sorry, I'm getting a call, which I need to work out how to end.
Don't worry, we can't hear it. So if you just keep talking.
Okay, that's fine.
We're absolutely fine.
The media has a responsibility to keep people informed in the same way that they did with COVID. You know, they showed us through COVID that when you've got a big serious thing like a pandemic, that you need to divert all your attention into putting information out there so that people can save their lives. We need that kind of, we actually really do need that kind of response with the climate crisis, and we're just not getting it. But we could also have, you know, for example, we could have SABC and ETV having some sort of mandate that 25% of their programming had some relationship to the climate crisis. And if they did that, then over the next few years, you would definitely be creating much more conversations at community level or work level. Because people often, you know, watch something and the next day they go and talk about it over lunch or around the, you know, the water machine, etc. I think we have a huge response. Now, I'm involved in this thing called the Climate Story Lab, which is going to be the first Climate Story Lab in Southern Africa, and it's taking place in January. And we put a call out recently, a couple of months ago. We had over 100 submissions, which means that people in this region are doing climate stories, but most of those submissions were not funded. They were at the ideas level. So that shows you that we also need to put money into this. You know, if we think it's important, and I think it is, given that we are facing an existential crisis.
We need to find the right way to communicate. Absolutely. We need to find the right way to communicate, and we need to make sure that we are able to do that. That's where we leave it. Anita Khanna, who is a climate activist, a writer, a producer, and a filmmaker.